Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
His love he would swear if I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair.
Just had to rush out and buy that one after I heard John Peel playing it one Saturday afternoon. 1968 was the year. 68 singles released on the 23rd of February 1968. We're using issue 216 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings. Fairport Convention featuring the voice of Judy Dibble, the original singer. She also worked with Giles and Fripp. If I Had a Ribbon Bow to Tie My Hair. This is Donovan and Poor Cow.
I dwell in the north, in the green country, far and near, far and near. And I take to my rest at the end of day, whilst o'erhead prettier stars do play. And then I dream alone, then I make a song about everything that I've known and felt. Then I mix my sadness mad, then I wake up in a funny old kind of day. The rain has gone away. Watching the children sing and play in the garden and the roadway. Up comes a little one singing a song about a friend she knows called Rosie. Off to the greenwood you must go, bring up your one fine posy. All of a sudden I'm light as air, feel sad as a butterfly. Oh, I dwell with my pride and my songs and things we'll all need. Oh, so wearily, and I dream of the girl with the sunshine eye. Sunday, wherever she may be. And then I dream alone, then I make a song about everything that I've known and felt. And it makes me sadness smile. wake up in the funny old kind of day. The rain has gone away. Watching the children sing and play in the garden and the roadway. Up comes a little one singing a song about a friend she knows called Rosie. Off to the greenwood you must go and bring him a one fine posy. All down the sudden and bright as if his side as a butterfly. Oh, I dwell in the north, in the green country, far and near, far and near. And I dream of the girl with the sunshine eye, Sunday Lee, wherever she may be. Dream along, and then I make a song about everything that I've known and felt, and it makes my sadness melt.
I dwell in the north, in a green country. Yes, it's not surprising with all the rain that we had and we still continue to have in the United Kingdom. That's Donovan Porcow with the girl with the sunshine eyes. In America, and on the live album that Donovan did around the same time, they had to change the name of that to Poor Love, so it didn't upset the American sensibilities. It was the title to a film that came out at the time, and here's the film trailer. Be Not Too Hard, a Donovan song, is also included in the titles.
Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given to man. Be not too hard when he is sold and bought, for he must manage as best he can. Be not too hard when he gladly dies, defending things he does not own. Be not too hard if he tells lies, and if his heart is sometimes like a stone. Be not too hard, for soon he dies, often no wiser than he began. Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given to man. Soon he dies, often no wiser than he began. Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given to man. Nothing is given to man.
Well, it wasn't the film trailer, it was the start of the film, the titles, the intro, Donovan, Be Not Too Hard, from the film Poor Cow, which Poor Cow was on the Pi record label. We began with Fairport Convention on Track Records. The A-side of the Donovan single always reminds me of Foggy Days, because that's when I bought it. I must have bought it within a week or two of it being issued. And that was the day. This was the day when 68 singles were issued, the 23rd of February 1968. My name is Chris, and this is Jennifer Juniper.
Jennifer Juniper lives upon the hill. Jennifer Juniper sitting very still. Is she sleeping? I don't think so. Is she breathing? Yes, very low. What you doing, Jennifer, my love? Jennifer Juniper rides a dappled mare. Jennifer Juniper, lilacs in her hair. Is she dreaming? Yes, I think so. Is she pretty? Yes, ever so. What you doing, Jennifer, my love? I'm thinking of what it would be like if she loved me. You know, just lately, this happy song, it came along and I had to somehow try and tell you, Jennifer Juniper, hair of golden flags. Jennifer Juniper longs for what she lacks. Do you like her? Yes, I do, sir. Would you love her? Yes, I would, sir. What you doing, Jennifer, my love? Jennifer Juniper, Jennifer Juniper. Jennifer Juniper, assise très tranquille. Dorotella, je ne crois pas. Respite-le, oui, mais tout bas. Qu'est-ce que tu fais, Jenny, mon amour? Je n'en fais du thank you.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Did you remember? Did you guess who that was? It was the Jeff Beck group, Love is Blue, on Columbia Records, preceded by Claudine Longet and her version of Love is Bleu, L'amour est bleu, on A&M Records, and the Donovan track we played from the film, Poor Cow. Track was called Be Not Too Hard, never commercially released on a Donovan album or single. Straw the other side of Jeff Beck, we know who it's going to be. It's going to be Uncle Rod, of course.
I'm drinking again, thinking of when you left me, and that was so long ago. Setting them up, a total stranger to myself. I'm just making a fool of myself. I'm just hoping that you'll come right back one someday. But I know that there's no second time. We'll tell a joke. But after all is said and done, who's gonna laugh? Who's gonna laugh at a broken heart? I've been drinking again and thinking of when you left me, and that was so long ago. That you were right by my side. Now listen one time. I've been drinking again. I've been drinking again. Sometimes I can't.
Not Chris Bent.
It's often seemed to me that in matters of love and courtship, there is a curious arithmetic whereby the more beautiful the girl that you fall in love with, the more peculiar her parents turn out to be. My good friend Reginald Sedgwick married a very beautiful woman and a curious mother-in-law. For the 40 or so years that she's been using it, Mrs. Wilcox, for such is her name, has never yet got a grip on the English language. So, talking about a wayward nephew, she will say, he's only going through a phrase. Or, there again, boasting about her husband's fine record as a 20-year motorist with no accident yet to his name, she will say, he's still got it, you know. He's no bones claimus. Sympathising with the Jews. At Easter time, she says, they've still got the Feast of the Flyover. The crunch came for Reginald when he took his beautiful wife round to the in-laws some time ago for a Sunday tea. You know, pilchards and trifle. Towards the end of the meal, Mrs. Wilcox picked up a little glass salt cellar, which she believes to be crystal, and holding it up to the light, said, if you look through there, Reggie, you'll see all the colours of the rectum. Here is a song for such as Reginald Sedgwick, who marry more than they bargain for. Now we're agreed that we're in love. We'll have to face the la-di-da. The eyewash, all of the fancy pantomime. I love you very much. I'll try, love, I'll bill and coo. With your gruesome Auntie Susie, I'll stay calm. I'll play it cooler. I'll let your tetchy uncles get me back across my heart. And I shan't get shirty when they say I look peculiar. I'll be nice to your mother. I'll come all over la-di-da. Although she always gets up me nose, I love you very much. And so I'll smile and I'll acquiesce when she invites me to caress her scabby cat. I'll sit still while she knits and witters cross my heart. And I shan't lay a finger on the crabby old bat face. I'll be polite to your daddy, frightfully la-di-da. Although he always bores me to my boots, I love you very much. And so I won't boo and hiss when he starts to reminisce. I won't drop off. I won't flare up the runs he used to score and how he won the war cross my heart. But I'll have to grit me teeth when he goes on about his rupture. I'll
behave at the wedding breakfast, I'll be la-di-da. So help me, hearty toss and crummy jokes, I love you very much. So help me, I'll force a laugh for the flicking photograph, so have no fear, I won't turn tail. I won't run amok when the females chuck confetti in my ears. And cross me heart, love, I'll keep off the pale ale when we're off on our own. No more lardy bloody da. I promise we just won't have the time. We won't have time for such fancy pantomimes. I love you far too much.
Manfred Mann, Up the Junction, the theme to the film of the same name, written by Mike Hogg. I've got the picture sleeve here. That was issued. Not many singles in the UK had picture sleeves for them, or they certainly didn't outside of London. Manfred Mann, theme from Up the Junction. A young Dennis Waterman on the sleeve. I say it's a picture sleeve. It's red and brown on a white background. so it's not that colourful. On the B-side, written by Tom McGuinness, Sleepy Hollow. The new singles for the 23rd of February 1968. 68 of them came out on that day. It was usually a Friday when singles were issued. Sleepy Hollow, in a similar vein and most flutatious, is one of the greatest B-sides ever released. This is Traffic. It eventually had a truncated title, but on the B-side of the single, it was called Roaming Through the Gloaming with 40,000 Headmen.
If I had to take the choice between the deaf man and the blind, I know just where my feet should go, but that's enough for me. I'd turn around and knock them down and walk across the sea. Hadn't traveled very far when suddenly I saw three small ships a-sailing off towards a distant shore. So lighting up a cigarette, I followed in pursuit and found a secret cave where they obviously stashed the loot.
for the iron gate. Quickly rang the bell, hoping I hadn't come too late. But someone came along and told me not to waste my time. And when I asked him who he was, he said, just look behind.
At this point, I was still only 12 years old, and I loved Traffic. They could do no wrong, and Steve Winwood, I wanted to be Steve Winwood. I loved the long hair. Eventually, I did look a little bit like Steve Winwood, and probably about 5 years later. Yes, also in the band, Jim Capaldi. Chris Wood on the flute, of course, and Dave Mason was in the band, he was out of the band, and we're going to hear a Dave Mason single released in the same week after we've heard the A-side of this Traffic single from their first album, just Mr. Fantasy. This is No Face, No Name and No Number, and this is a song that I would like played at my funeral.
I'm looking for a girl who has no face. She has no name or number, and so I search within this lonely
shaded, so try to find
family are not already upset that I've departed this world. Listening to that mournful song, surely I feel no sound, don't know where I'm bound, looking for a girl who has no face, no name or number. Traffic. Dear, let's cheer things up with Dave Mason, just for you. Well, it was eventually released on the Traffic album, their third album, Last Exit, Just For You. But it came out as a single on this day, the 23rd of February 1968, Island Records, WIP 6032. The Traffic single, No Face, No Name, No Number, was WIP 6030. And in the middle, 6031 was an unreleased single from Smoke. And it was a Traffic tune called Utterly Simple. Now, the single from Dave Mason, both sides in block capitals, it said compatible stereo. So was it or was it not a stereo single? And how compatible was it for playing with a mono stylus? It played okay for me, because that's one that I rushed out and bought, mainly for the B-side, although John Peel said Island Records had switched it to be the A-side. And what I'm leading up to is, I think it was only last week I said I took some records into a music lesson, a music class, new teacher trying to engage his dutiful students, and Little Woman recorded it with the Family, a band called Family, who had hits in their own right. It did eventually surface on an album called Bumpers. It was an Island record. It was a double album, double LP. And I took this into school, and the teacher could see this was the B-side, but I assured him that the record company had made this the A-side. So he played this for me, to my chums. They absolutely loved it, all except one. I think Leo Lyons, I think he liked it. Little Woman, Dave Mason.
A little the ground. The wind against its wings, the sound poacher's arrow strikes it down.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
I like to play a game that is so much fun, and it's not so very hard to do. The name of the game is Simple Simon Says, and I would like for you to play it too. Put your hands in the air,
Simple Simon Says.
Shake them all about,
Simple Simon Says.
Do it when Simon Says,
Simple Simon Says.
And you will never be out. Simple Simon Says, put your hands on your hips, let your backbone slip, Simon Says. Simple Simon Says, put your hands on your hips, let your backbone slip, Simon Says. Put your hands on your head,
Simple Simon Says.
Bring them down by your side,
Simple Simon Says.
Shake them to your left,
Simple Simon Says.
Now shake them to your right. Put your hands on your head,
Simon Says.
Bring them down by your side,
Simple Simon Says.
Shake them to your left,
Simple Simon Says.
Now shake them to your right. Now that you have learned to play this game with me, you see it's not so hard to do. Let's try it once again, this time more carefully. And I hope the winner will be you. Clap your hands in the air,
Simple Simon Says.
Double time,
Simple Simon Says.
Slow it down like before,
Simple Simon Says.
Are you looking fine,
Simple Simon Says.
Now clap them high in the air,
Simple Simon Says.
Do it double time,
Simple Simon Says.
Slow it down like before, Simple Simon Says. Are you looking fine.
The Ying with the Yang, the antidote to Dave Mason's Little Woman, had to be 1910 Fruit Gum Company and Simon Says on Pi Records. There was a disc jockey at the time, Duncan Johnson. I know he ended up on Radio 1 at, yes, Radio 1, but he wasn't there for very long. He wasn't lively enough for them. And see what you think of his single here called Big Architect on Spark Records.
He is In this age of great achievements, how easy it is to forget that however marvelous the inventions of man may appear, they seem no more than a child's simple toy when compared to the most miraculous achievement of all time, the creation of the very universe itself. It must have been a wonderful sight on that first day of time when, with his plans drawn up before him, the great architect set about his gigantic task. From the largest mountain to the smallest creature, everything was to be perfect to the very last detail.
He's the big architect in the sky.
First, as with everything built to last, he laid a firm foundation. For this, he took a ball of earth and water and set it spinning gently in the heavens. Straight away, he lit the giant fires of the sun for warmth and light. For those that would travel by night, he placed the tiny stars. And for those in love, he made the moon.
He's the big architect in the sky.
This done, he divided time into years, and the years into seasons. The first he called spring, painting the earth with the colors of the rainbow. It was to be a time for the young. The second season he named summer, when the earth would be bathed in the sun's rich goodness. Next, he named the autumn, and gave these days to harvesting. Finally, he put aside a time to rest. This last season he called winter. All was now ready for the final and most perfect of his creations, man himself. But man was to be no robot. He was given a soul and a mind free to make its own decisions. He was given a choice to love or hate, to forgive or punish. And likewise, it was left to man to say, thank you.
The big architect Duncan Johnson with a fairly deep voice. On the B side, it could almost have been written by me, couldn't it? Because I keep telling you, Memories of a Boy. That's what this programme is turning into, I'm afraid. But at least I was there at the time. I have still got very clear memories. And yeah, this time of year, in 1968, it was very, very foggy. That means absolutely nothing, does it? Duncan Johnson, Memories of a Boy on Spark Records.
Seen the floating clouds, a never-ending flow, and the boy lying by the river dreams, and now he must know Where starts the road that ends where the clouds have gone? Lazily, he spends his day in dreams of sailing ships and fields of corn. Exciting thoughts come quickly now, and that day, a traveler was born. So suddenly the days of youth had come, the boy's dreams had passed. A mother's tear couldn't hide the road, he reached the start at last. Life and all its mysteries were now his only goal. Many years he spent on the windy path, never would his dreams unfold. But with shoulders square and a heart that's strong, time is not a heavy load. Chris B.
Ready to see go. You're listening to Chris B.